From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The ceasefire holds. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is saying that despite some incidents, the cessation of hostilities in Syria is largely holding. He also said a multi-nation task force monitoring the truce is working to make sure violations do not spread and the halt in fighting will continue. Iranian moderates have won a majority in the country's top clerical body, the Assembly of Experts. Two leading hardliners were defeated in their bid for re-election to the Assembly. The Assembly will pick the country's next supreme leader to succeed the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. A new U.S. political survey shows businessman Donald Trump taking a commanding lead in the race for the Republican presidential nomination. CNNORC said 49% of Republicans support Trump, more than his four remaining challengers combined.
But the evangelicals, the Tea Party people, we're winning with old, we're winning with young, we're winning with highly educated. We're winning with a little bit less than highly educated, which is okay. I love you.
Meanwhile, on the Democratic side, a poll shows that former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has a widening lead over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Both Republicans and Democrats are getting set for nominating contest Tuesday in 11 states. It's called Super Tuesday, and it's the biggest electoral day so far in the presidential campaign. Somali authorities have arrested six people in connection with Sunday's double bomb attack by al-Shabaab in the town of Baidoa. At least 32 people were killed in the attack, more than 60 wounded. This is VOA News.